Wake up.
Roll out of bed.
Zombie walk to shower.
Don't forget.
Wash under every crevice. Fold, roll.
Every crease that dirt could be hiding on my body.
Get out.
Check mirror.
Suck in insecurities like checking for rib bone.
They're never there. Moisturize thighs one handful of lotion at a time.
Slathering coconut oil between them to keep from chafing.
I hate chafing.
Beat myself into beat face makeup.
Rid myself of this fat girl face. Pulling layers of skin back.
Double chins.
Rolled necks and chubby cheeks.
The first time I got called fat was fifth grade. My doctor said I was on the cliff hanging tight to obese and that my fat arms weren't going to hold on much longer.
I just didn't realize that being skinny was never enough for me. My tiger stripes are dark brown and beautiful, and comfort food can be eaten at all times.
Trapped in a dressing room like caged animal, the bulk of my thighs hang out of jeans
that were supposed to be my size, stuck on the magnitude of me.
Reflections surrounding me, guilt and tears glaze over their eyes, looking back at me like,
you just had to eat that. Didn't you?
I cried so hard that I laughed.
I laughed so hard that I cried.
There was a time that being fat was adorable, and chubby cheeks were a temporary pastime for old ladies to squeeze.
I wasn't supposed to stay that way.
Consistently feeling like a failure, spiraling into constant depressions that looked like
stuffing my face with hot Cheetos and snack cakes.
Starving myself for days at a time.
Some days I hate my body, but on the days that I love it, I let everybody know.
I don't think they understand that being black and fat is different. That being skinny was never enough for us. That we must waist train torture ourselves.
Carve out thin waist from excess flesh and snap bones.
Flatten the abdomen with just enough fat to suck the muscle.
Wrench the fat from your vocabulary like strict diet.
Sugarcoat that with Splenda flavored euphemisms.
Thick,
curvy,
chubby, unhinge our jaw like submission.
Spoon fed undertones of Coke bottle cockiness.
And stick figure stunning.
Choke it down like weight loss pills and wait for the pounds to drop.
I don't think they understand that being skinny was never enough for us. That our black is fat.
And fat is beautiful.
And every power we own is beautiful.
I, fat black girl, am beautiful.
When I look in the mirror,
one day,
I won't feel the need to.
Because my tummy needs sunlight.
And my curves are deeper than my pigment.
Fat black girl. On the bad days.
When you can't shape yourself into the right type of fat.
When your waistline won't bend to your will.
When your body betrays you.
Remember, you are beautiful.
You are allowed to bend.
To break.
But you are also allowed to stand tall.
Life is too fleeting to relinquish to a three-letter word.
Bask in the glory of your good days.
Carry them deep in your stomach.
And let them fill you.
On every bit of space you take up. Fat black girl. On the bad days, remember, you are beautiful. You are more than enough.